This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You're with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. Joining us now live on the line from Sydney from thebigsmoke.com.au is Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for giving me a little clap. There you go.
Clap.
Now we're talking health and developments in prescription for your health.
Yes, I mean, look, a lot of people talk about the different treatments that they have if they're suffering from different diseases or different issues. And one of the interesting things that we're finding is the impact of music on our brain. And there is a lot of research into how music actually impacts our brain. And a group of researchers in America are actually looking at this as an opportunity to treat young people who are suffering from ADD or ADHD. And the idea is that music could be used as a combination of with their treatment or a replacement eventually. So it's a scientific rigor that's taken against the music to understand it, but also to understand through fMRI and EEG scans how it's actually impacting the brain. So it could be quite interesting. And, you know, we're talking about significant shifts in our brain in terms of how our brains respond to different audio cues. And that's why you often will see people listening to sort of certain tapes at night to help go to sleep. This is the same sort of concept, but for young people who need to focus, sleep better, and be able to balance their day a bit better.
Absolutely. I remember when I was studying years ago, I used to listen to Baroque music because I read somewhere that Baroque music helps the left and right sides of the brain connect
them. Yeah.
Really? I don't know if that's true, but it certainly was my sort of go-to soundtrack for studies. Yeah,
baby.
I don't know about that particular music, but there is that whole concept of there's a network of activity that predict whether or not you're going to respond to certain music. So we really can see the impact of music on our brains, and even in regards to our brains when we're suffering from things like Alzheimer's, we're able to see a shift in our brain activity when we hear certain music in a way that our brains would never respond to in just a normal conversation with another person or another sort of physical cue that might happen.
Hmm.
And I wonder, with this research, whether it's just listening to the music or is it also producing music? You know, there's music
therapy. Well, this research is about listening.
Yes.
Just listening, yeah. Mm. But I wonder if there's something therapeutic about banging on a drum or...
Mm. Yeah.
I do, because a lot of de-stress is about breathing. A lot of people smoke half the time because it's about deep, you know, inhale, exhale. And sometimes I have a bit of a sing-song sometimes when I'm stressed.
Well, you play the flute.
We'll play the flute.
There you go.
It can be very calming. And there is a lot of interesting feedback into why people take up instruments after a while. I mean, you hear about people who played the guitar in high school, for example, and then in their 40s and 50s, they're still playing it because there is something very therapeutic about taking time out from your day and actually focusing on producing music or just even playing an instrument and having fun. It kind of it de-stresses you. And music is really an important part of our lives. It's why people actively put themselves in positions where they're with a lot of different people at a concert, for example. It's not human nature to want to be in the middle of a pit of 20,000 people, for example. But we do it because we love the way music makes us feel.
Mm.
I wonder as well, sometimes when I need to focus, I know some people listen to white noise. I can't do that. But certainly if I'm in the office and it's got a bit vibey and I need to be really, really focused, I'll put my headset on and listen to something.
Yeah, tune out, but also tune in.
Yes, it's very
good. I can't actually listen to music while I'm working, to be honest.
Is that right?
I don't know what it is about. Yeah. And I can't listen to sounds while I'm trying to sleep either.
Yeah,
I
tried to.
Do you listen to things?
I tried to listen to a podcast to go to sleep, but then my brain gets stimulated and I'm up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I tried to do those videos on YouTube where it's like different sounds and different, you know,
frequencies
tones
or harmonics
and rhythms. It's meant to be research-based music that like a neural phasing music where it makes you go to sleep. But it just doesn't work for me because all I'm thinking about is how creepy is this music really.
No,
that music is pretty scary.
It is. Can I just have a little rant? When you were saying how music makes us feel good and listening to, you know, going to a concert to listen to your favourite singer makes you feel good. I went to a concert last week to listen to my favourite singer, listen to a favourite album, and the songs were so rearranged, apparently because she hasn't got the copyrights anymore, and there would be, like, I couldn't even recognise the song, and I was trying to sing along to my favourite album and I couldn't. It was very frustrating. I was very unhappy, Alex.
This is why I don't leave the house to go to concerts. Yeah. Because if you have a YouTube video in front of you, just turn it off.
Oh, that's what I did. I went home and I listened to the album and I was having a sing song in my house and I saved $125.
That's so funny.
Oh, well.
It's just really interesting, though. But do you, like, just out of interest, do you like going to big groups of people, like being around a lot of people?
Sometimes. It really depends what it is. I do prefer, like, if I'm going to a concert or a band, I like smaller venues. It kind of takes away. I get distracted because we're, like, drunk people around us and I wasn't having a good time.
Yeah, but it's your own little buzz. It's your brain responding. It's nature's way of responding to something great in terms of an audio cue. And it can be really impactful for you.
Hmm. That's good.
Music
is good.
Music is good. You heard it here first, folks.
Music is good on our music radio station.
That's great scientific backing behind all this
research. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Goodbye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.